2,000-watt generators in a restoration project. Does he remember where he mounted them, or did they just tote them around? Also, if you had the time, what does CCD refer to in trailer names? Well, I'll take that one. That's the easy one. Well, I don't know how easy it is. Christopher C. Deem?
Deem.
D-E-A-M, right?
Either D-E-E-M. I'm not really sure, but it's pronounced Deem.
Deem, and he's the designer of that line of trailer. He designed the interiors, right?
Correct.
Which is more of the aluminum, the exposed aluminum interior, and kind of what? The backlit cabinetry with the more fluorescent kind of colors in them.
Yeah, it's more futuristic. Yeah. Designs that have come out of Airstream in the last, since 2000, I think he started doing it.
Yeah, so it was the designer of those interiors for that line, and very well received from what I understand.
Yes, it very quickly turned into the top-selling models of the company.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to the generators.
Okay, well, this was quite a few years ago, but what we did was we moved the propane tanks a little bit further forward. This was on a Caravelle, actually, a 65, and it's got an electric jack on it, so we didn't have to worry about the crank hitting the propane tanks. And we built a shelf right on top of the tongue. And I think it was we had to do a raised shelf to allow clearance for the brackets for the torsion bars. But anyway, both generators were sitting on the front on this shelf, and we built a cover to go over top of them. So basically, they were both on the tongue right against the front wall of the trailer.
Right, right. I think I remember that. So, but to do that, you had to lengthen the A-frame, right?
Nope.
Oh, they fit on there?
Yeah, well, like I said, we moved the propane tanks a little bit further forward to allow some space, because there's usually quite a bit of space there anyway, because at one time, you know, they'd have spare tires in there, but the width of a spare tire isn't quite as wide, obviously, as a EU2000, so that's why we just repositioned the propane tank slightly.
Oh, very
good. Yeah, it made enough space.
Okay, so, I mean, did they end up working out well for them?
Yeah, you know, they were very pleased.
Okay, hopefully that'll give you some ideas how to do that, Peter. Let's see, let's go with a voicemail. We have one here from our old buddy Danson Hansen, who we love to hear from. He has a potty problem.
All right, boys, Danson Hansen here with the odd question of the night, I'm sure. My wife has promised me that she would go to a blues festival where we can camp on grounds if, and it's a big if, the 64 Tradewind has a flushing toilet. Now, I haven't been working on the 64 much at all, besides a few cosmetic things on the inside. So the question I have for you is, how do I get some kind of flushing toilet, which I imagine would be water supply, water pump, toilet, black tank. How do I do that without going through the whole restoration thing? This has just got to be enough to have a flushing toilet for a weekend so she can camp with me. I know it's a weird question, but help a brother out. Peace and blues. See you down the road.
All right. Danson Hansen, thanks for sending that in. You know what? I already know what Colin's going to say.
Yeah, well, this is the easiest one.
And it
fits the criteria perfectly for Steve's wife.
And it's your solution.
It's my solution, yes. And I know everybody laughs. But you'd be surprised how many people I have explained this solution to, and they bought into it hook, line, and sinker and say, this is the greatest.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
Well, it's the classic porta-potty. But the critical thing to this is what you want is not your basic